on 93.7 JRFM. It's Barb with Natalie Langston, the JRFM lifestyle expert.
Hey, guys, and it's glad to be back and on such a beautiful day.
I love that tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo and the fact that it falls on a Friday.
Love it.
Because I'm still in Mexico mode. I mean, this time last week, I was sitting on a beach sipping a margarita.
We're heading to Mexico, and I can't wait to get into Mexican mode. Maybe tomorrow will help.
Let's sit on a patio, close your eyes, and you can just imagine being there.
And you know what? Cinco de Mayo, it's like the unofficial kickoff to summer.
Eh? Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
It feels like it. And you know, for those that don't know or haven't celebrated before, Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates Mexico's win over France in the 1862 Battle of Puebla. Ultimately, it actually led to Mexico defeating France and reclaiming their territory. So today, Cinco de Mayo is used to celebrate and honor Mexican culture.
Some people think that this is a huge holiday in Mexico. It actually isn't. In Puebla, you know, they acknowledge the day, but it's more of a North American celebration.
But I'll take it.
I'll take it. I will take it.
This Cinco de Mayo, we're celebrating with Mucho Burrito. When you buy a drink, you'll get a small or regular size burrito for just $5 at all locations all day long, plus the chance to win a trip to Mexico. And to help you get in the spirit of Cinco de Mayo, I have three more ways to celebrate with details over on the blog, like which local celebrations to hit up. There's one at Robson Square and Roosters in the Valley, and how to make a killer margarita.
You can make a great margarita without using that prepackaged garbage. It's
absolutely
super easy, and I love the recipe that you've got on the blog this week.
It's quick and dirty, simple and easy.
And the thing about tequila, you're not actually supposed to shoot it. You're supposed to sip the thing.
That's right, actually.
But if you feel like you gotta shoot it, which most Mexicans will give you the side eye for, there's a couple things you gotta say. There's arriba, abajo, al centro, pa dentro.
Doesn't that just roll off her tongue,
guys? Your turn, Natalie. Go try it. You gotta practice. If you're going to Mexico, you gotta get that down.
Arriba, abajo, al centro, and pa dentro.
So good.
Close. I'm almost there.
We're gonna practice. You got some time before you hit up Mexico.
Well, to help you kick off your celebrations, we're giving away a $50 gift card to Mucho Burrito for two lucky JRFM listeners. To enter, just tell us if you pay extra for guac.
Guac is like a food group in
Mexico.
It's a staple. It's a food group over there.
One of your basic needs.
Check out our blog at JRFM.com for your chance to win. And make sure to check Natalie out at NatalieLangston.com.
Thanks, guys, and have a great time tomorrow. 93.7. JRFM.